I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we hear what you had to say about Tuesday night's historic presidential election. That's next in Back Talk. But first, we want to talk about how to behave in the wake of this event. Yes, how to behave. Now, if you watched the election night commentary, no doubt you saw many of the pundits suggest that this is a new day and we can throw out our old rule book dealing with race and we can all just spend the next 4 years high-fiving and fist-bumping and doing the electric slide across the color line. Before you say, yes, we can, listen up. TheRoot.com has published two lists, No We Can't, Black Folks, and its counterpart, No We Can't, White Folks. They say they are helping, they are trying to help us keep it very nice in this new era. We are joined now by the two people who helped put these lists together. Aaron Evans is writer and chief copy editor for TheRoot.com, and Christopher Beam is a Slate Magazine political reporter. He helped put together the White Folks list. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Now, Aaron, first of all, who are you, Miss Manners? What made you feel that we needed this No We Can't list?
Well, when we first came up with it, it was an idea that, you know, everything is going to change in America if he wins. It's going to be this new type of feeling. And now how are people going to act? And there was an original list that kind of went around. It was 10 different things. And we were like, you know, this is something that The Root needs to do. This is something that we should be on top of. So we sat down and kind of just hashed out a couple ideas, and this was the list.
Let's talk about a couple of these ideas before we get to Christopher. You've got the No We Can't White Folks list. But so, Aaron, let's talk about the No We Can't Black Folks list. Do you have it in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Number one, no Negro spirituals or quotes from Dr. King. John Hope Franklin can get away with this. The rest of us cannot.
Don't go up to every rednecky looking person and gloat. Number three.
Don't corner your white coworkers to give them a tutorial on black culture just because the president is black and it's about time y'all learn.
Don't go to your local DMV, post office, or other government office and try to jump the line. Talking about Barack's got my back.
Number five. Do not promise to name your child after Barack Obama. We've come very far, but Barack Obama Jackson does not have as much of a ring to it as you think.
Now, you know, Aaron, I could see the, you know, some of these things. I agree that gloating is always wrong, but do you envision folks really trying to jump the line? I mean, because looking at it another way, that's kind of a racist worst case scenario, isn't it?
Well, I would hope that no one would show up to their DMV, but if you think about it, you go to the DMV or you go to the passport office, and that's where most Americans are going to have a problem. Whatever the issue is, you don't have your ID, you don't have your social security number, whatever. They're going to cause a problem. It's going to be a problem. You can't get your stuff together. So, you know, something's going to happen. I don't know if they'll use that as an excuse, but hey,
you just wanted to guard against it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Christopher, let's talk to the No We Can't White folks. Why did you feel there was a need for this level of instruction?
Well, like Aaron said, I think everyone's going to have a different reaction to a moment like this. And I think that a lot of white people, and I'm violating one of the rules here by talking about white people in a way that suggests it doesn't include me, although it does.
Breaking the rules already.
Yeah. I think a lot of white people aren't sure how to respond to this in a way that makes them hypersensitive. And but as a caveat, I would say that this is a joke.
Okay.
These are meant to be funny.
Just to be really clear. Okay, let's go down the list of what the No We Can't White folks.
All right. Number one is don't personally congratulate all your black friends.
Because? Why? I would accept your hearty congratulations. Why not?
Well, I mean, the main reason is that, you know, although the odds are good that they voted for Barack Obama, there's absolutely no guarantee. We were sitting with an RNC guy in the green room who is African American and did not vote for Barack Obama.
And how did you know? Did he still have his McCain Palin button?
He made it clear
was
his
sad
in the first
face.
Sentence.
Okay, he just wanted to make that clear. But you also say in your list, black people are not a sports team, and Obama did not win the Super Bowl. Very good point. Don't declare that you never thought you'd see the day. Why not?
I think it's a cliche that's been tossed around far too much, not just by white people, by everyone. But at the same time, it's sort of and again, I don't begrudge anyone their celebrations, but it's it really sort of it takes it it like appropriates the victory and says suggests that it's yours.
Okay, because the subline here is, you never thought you'd see this day. Number three.
Number three is, don't start crossing the street in order to walk next to a black person. President Obama is glad you support racial reconciliation, but he takes a hard line against jaywalking.
Okay, very good point. Number four, you overlap with the No, We Can't Black Folks list. It's interesting. This is number four on the white folks list, but number one on the black folks list. Do not name drop Dr. King. Now, okay, what's so terrible? Seems to me that Dr. King certainly gets worn out, particularly around January, Martin Luther King Day. What's so terrible?
Well, I think it's especially just, you know, referring to him as Dr. King, like, it suggests a sort of like wanting to be, as we say later, like semi down, just like quoting Dr. King willy nilly. There's sometimes the perception that you're like trying too hard to suggest that you know and feel and understand the African-American struggle, and that's part of it.
And number five.
Number five is, don't use the phrase white people in any way that suggests it doesn't include you. Contrary to popular belief, having voted for Obama does not make you even, quote, semi-down. Sorry if there is any confusion there.
Now, what kind of reaction are you getting to the lists?
Some people are taking offense to it. They're not seeing it as a joke. They, you know,
don't
understand why, you know, why we would do this, why we would, you know, think of these things. But, you know, at the same time, some people are breaking the rules already. when we came outside that night after everything was announced, and the minute we stepped outside, a white guy passed by us, pointed, winked, and said, yes, we can. Like, you know, he's relating to us all of a sudden now.
But again, I have to ask, what is so terrible? What would you rather he do?
I mean,
act like it didn't happen?
No, not act like it didn't happen, but I think everyone is kind of walking around in this, like, euphoric state, so they feel like they have to just share it with everyone now. So, I don't know. It's just kind of like, you know, would you normally be talking to a stranger or what's going on?
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. And I wasn't in D.C. I was at the McCain rally in Phoenix the night of Obama's
victory.
Was
not a yes we can spot.
No. There weren't any black friends there to congratulate. So you couldn't violate any of these rules. No, I think we're making fun of the confusion and sometimes awkwardness with which people approach historical moments like this. And, you know, I think it's easy to make fun of, and it's good to make fun of, and it's not necessarily bad.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Aaron Evans and Christopher Beam from TheRoot.com and Slate, respectively, about guidelines for how to appropriately celebrate the Obama victory in public while still keeping it very real. But, Aaron, I want to go back to this whole question of, if this is a transformational moment, which a lot of people think that it is, why can't it transform some of these people? Not all of us here were too young to remember the end of World War II, right? Mm-hmm. But there were people who were grabbing other people on the street and hugging and doing things of that sort. So if people really feel that this is a transformational moment, why doesn't this offer people an opportunity to kind of step out of their roles and reach out? I mean, I understand where you feel like this is unbelievably corny, but isn't corniness kind of better than meanness?
It is. It definitely is. And I'm glad that people are so excited about this new moment in history. You know, like Chris said, the list was a joke, but, you know, it gets people thinking about, you know, how do I normally act on a regular basis? Or, you know, wow, I'm really excited and I want to tell everyone and it's great. And it's just like, you know, maybe need to calm it down just a little bit.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like, you know, random all of a sudden. I mean, I guess the moment has happened and, you know, people want to celebrate and it's great. And it's really funny, actually, to look at these things and see them happen. And it's just kind of like, you know, you see the moment happen and then you react. And it has died down, you know, but
let me push you on this whole question of why, though, as an African American, you would take offense, because I know you're not like filled
right.
with rage.
Right.
But
no.
I mean, why would you take offense at a person who you don't know, a stranger? Because, you know, African Americans do greet each who don't know each
right.
other, do greet
right.
each other on the street routinely right. just to say, hey, what's up? Or uh-huh. And if you don't do that, people think, hey, there's something wrong with you. So why wouldn't letting others into that circle be in keeping with the spirit of the moment? You just trying to keep everything cool for yourself?
Yeah, you know, I'm a kind of just go by the flow type of person, and it's just, you know, it's cool to see people reacting this way, like I said earlier. But, you know, sometimes, I don't know.
Christopher, let me ask the same question there. If this is a transformational moment, and if that calls for people to kind of change the way they relate to each other, why not break outside, get outside of the box, even at the risk of maybe being a little silly? Or, I mean, doesn't change require that people act a little differently? What's so terrible?
I think it does. I think the risk, though, is that you assume that the other person agrees with you or also thinks that this is a great thing or because of their race. And, you know, like I said, well, like there's a 95% chance that if a white person goes up to a black person and congratulates them, that person did vote for Obama. But at the same time, you're using categories to think. And I think that's always problematic.
Yeah, but you do make an interesting point, though, that African-Americans, I think people of any group, I think white people, too, often don't like being assumed to be part of a group.
Even if the likelihood is huge.
Yeah, even if the likelihood is huge, if you sort of came in here in a suit and short hair and a tie and maybe a long face, you know, maybe, you know, if people were to assume you're a Republican and start offering you condolences, you'd be like, hold up, you know, what's going on here? What's going on? Aaron, for those of us who saw the original email version, which has gone around, we don't have time to read the whole list. His no crying, hugging, or shouting, thank you, Lord, at least not in public. No high-fiving until there are no witnesses. No calling in sick on November 5th. We're allowed to give each other knowing winks or nods in passing. Just try to keep from grinning too hard. There's some other things that reference barbecue chicken and other food items, which I just cannot bring myself to repeat here. But there are, you know, what's interesting about this kind of plays on a stereotype that we've seen in a negative way that Maureen Dowd wrote about in the New York Times op-ed page the other day about people who are opposing Obama taking advantage of racial stereotypes like, you know, the Obama waffle mix and making these nasty comments about how he's going to tear up the Rose Garden to plant a watermelon patch and that sort of nastiness. So the question I have, and I know this isn't satire, is if it's not okay for white folks to engage in that kind of thing, to be mean, why is it okay for African Americans to use those kinds of totems to make a joke?
Well, I mean, I think the jokes, like the Obama waffles, I just thought was horrible. And the whole video, you know, they're explaining their reasoning behind it all. And I think as black people, we try to, I guess, kind of make light of a situation that has been bad for us for a while. But at the same time, I guess you wouldn't want it to be a double standard, you know, to say that white people can't do it, but black people can, you know, make light of things. But, you know, it's just our way of coping. And now we've got to this moment where Obama is president and, you know, it's this historic moment. And now, you know, we kind of don't know how to react. And, you know, The Root had a story. What happens when the man is one of us? So it's like, you know, now we have to kind of check ourselves and see what's going to happen with, you know, the rest of our lives.
It's a new day out here.
Yeah.
So how would you all feel about coming back with a list of acceptable guidelines for celebration? I think that if, you know, we're in need of guidance here, we need not just what not to do, but maybe what to do.
Instructions.
Instructions. Think about it.
Absolutely.
Think about it. Get back to us. Okay. Christopher Beam is Slate Magazine political reporter. Aaron Evans is a writer and chief copy editor for TheRoot.com. They were both kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studios to brush us up on our etiquette. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.